Blog Talk Radio.
Can you just lift your hands and just release the name of Jesus? Come on, let's just... There's power in that name. Come on, there's power in that name. Don't stop saying it. Jesus, Jesus. We know where the power is. Come on, somebody raise up the name of Jesus. Come on, raise up the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
God, glory to God. He is truly a great God. How great are you, God? Welcome to another Kingdom Builders International Internet radio broadcast. Glory to God. I thank God for everyone who has called in over the phone line and for everyone that's over the internet listening. Glory to God. And tonight, our guest speaker again is Evangelist Andrea Hodge. Are you on the line, Evangelist?
Hallelujah.
Hello? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are truly blessed to have you come back and speak again, and I thank God for you. And at this time, I yield the line to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the lily of the valley. He's bright and morning star. So thank you. So I'm called with life more abundantly.
Thank you.
ministry. Hallelujah. And tonight, hallelujah, I come that you might have life and that more abundantly. And that's the 10th chapter of John, the 10th verse. Hallelujah. And abundant. Abundant. What do that mean? You might say to yourself, what is really actually abundant? Abundance is overflowing, more than enough. Hey, hallelujah, richly supplied. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. And he's rich in houses and land. Hallelujah. Oh, God, overflow, overflow, overflowing. Yes, let's do it like this. Like I said before, let's shift it all the way to 10th gear. If any truck drivers out there, if you know anything about truck driving, you take that gear and you shift it to 1, 2, 3, all the way up to the 10th gear. We'll be doing that tonight. And then any people that drive cars that has a shifting of a gear, they have 5 gears, and take it all the way up to the 5th gear. Hallelujah. Then you have people in a regular car. Hallelujah. And that gear goes into drive all the way up. Hallelujah. And that's what we're doing tonight. We put all everything to the highest level. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ tonight. Oh, Father God. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's begin. The Holy Spirit will flow through in our lives, in our homes, everywhere you are. Now let's bow our heads in prayer. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, Lord, lead us in a prayer. Oh, God, fill this place everywhere you are. Oh, God, in the hospital room, God, fill it, God, in the jails, God, wherever you got, Africa, Asia, oh, God, all parts of the world, God. Oh, God, fill every crevice, God. Fill it, God. Fill it, God. Oh, God, let's wave our hands to the air. Get the Holy Spirit to flow. Move, Holy Spirit. Move in the atmosphere. Oh, God, your precious spirit, God. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, God, you are, hey, Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. The Lord will provide. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Oh, Jehovah Nisi. God, you are our banner. We hold the bloodstained banner tonight. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Jehovah Nisi, vision. The Lord sanctifies. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God, you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Oh, God. Tonight, God. Oh, God, let my mouth be like a fire. Oh, God, going through the atmosphere. Oh, God, the Holy Spirit is a consuming fire. Let it burn up sin, burn up sickness and disease. Oh, God, tonight, God, move in a mighty way, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We give you the praise and glory now in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank God for this opportunity. And it's not about me, but it's about the God in me. Thank God for the Block Internet Radio, Kingdom Builders International, founder. I found the New Life Ministries CEO, Otis McKinney. And yours truly tonight. Thank God. And I'm going back to what the president said to motivate his people. Fired up and ready to go. Hallelujah. And we're going to say it tonight. When I say fired up, you out in your homes, the cars, wherever you are, you say ready to go. Fired up. Fired up and ready to go. We fired up and ready to go. We are fired up for who? Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let's make some Holy Ghost praise the Lord in this place. Hallelujah. If people know me, I'm a radical person. So if you hear me shout hallelujah, be done in my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to this scripture here. Oh, my God, this is fiery night tonight. Oh, Holy Spirit, I feel you. Come on, Holy Spirit, fill me up. Oh, God, let my cup run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Ooh, just bubbling over tonight, y'all. Ooh, can't you feel it? Woo! This is really good now. Holy Ghost says, woo, Jesus. Okay, let's turn to Matthew 14 and 14 chapter, 24th verse through the 31st verse. And it says this. I'm reading from the New King James Version. You have your Bible. You can read along in your version. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble and in fear in a faraway land. For a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, in the Greek, the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him, they screamed in terror, thinking it was a ghost. But Jesus spoke and said, it's all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then he said, I am here. Glory to God. Be not afraid. Then Peter called to him, Lord, if it's you, really you, tell me to come to you by walking on the water. All right. Jesus said, come. So Peter went over the side of the boat. Then he walked toward Jesus. But then he looked around. And he saw the high waves. He was terrified and began to sink. Save me, oh Lord, he shouted. Instantly, Jesus reached out his hand and grabbed him. You don't have much faith, Jesus said. Why did you doubt me? Then he cried, back in the boat. And maybe my message is, Jesus, rescue me. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. And let's go back to the beginning and let's set the scene. So where Jesus had just finished feeding the 5,000, a miracle. Hallelujah. The people hollered out, Jesus, rescue me. We need you, Lord. And he was there healing the sick, casting out devils today. Then he told the disciples to go to the other side. Hallelujah. Now, before that, he had met, Jesus had met his first two disciples. Hallelujah. And that was Peter. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. He was one of the first disciples. And his brother's name was Andrew. Glory to God. And they met him. They were fishing. They were commercial fishermen. And Jesus said, come, be my disciples, and I will show you how to fish. Now, a fisherman was a person who fishes as if for a livelihood or for pleasure. In this setting, he was fishing for his livelihood. But what Jesus wanted him to do is fish for men. Hallelujah. Jesus. And let me tell you something. Hallelujah. I was out there doing everything I was being mad enough to do. Hallelujah. I was strung out. Hallelujah. Deep in sin. Thinking. Oh, down in the mud. I had dirt on me. I had fear on me. God picked me up. Set me on a solid rock. Watched me. seeing the blood of the Lamb was the Jesus' blood that shed on the cross for Calvary. And he set me on a rock to stay. Hallelujah. Now I'm unmovable, unchangeable. So God called me. Hallelujah. Thank you. I said, Jesus, rescue me. I need you. I need you right now. And he rescued me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when Jesus first met Peter, his first words were, come, follow me. Oh, God. His next words made some change in his life, change in Peter's life. And one thing about Peter, he never failed to follow, even though he stumbled. Let the people of God say, Jesus, rescue me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need you, Lord. I need you right now, Lord. I'm in distress. I need your help. Somebody is in a sick room right now. Oh, God. Oh, God. The doctor came into the room. Oh, God, my God. Told them that they had cancer. Oh, my God. Somebody got 6 months to live. Jesus, rescue me. Somebody. Oh, my God, my God. Somebody is going to court tomorrow. Jesus, rescue me. Somebody is facing 10 years tonight. Jesus, rescue me. Oh, my God, my God. I remember, one time my house was in foreclosure. Jesus, rescue me. Somebody, somebody. Oh, going to work in the morning. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They see a sign on the door. Says, Jesus, rescue me. Oh, my God, my God. Somebody, they're studying all night long. They're going to take an exam in the morning for school. Jesus, rescue me. Oh, my God. Somebody in a devastating car accident. Oh, my God. Jesus, rescue me. Somebody on crack cocaine. Oh, run out on drugs. Jesus, rescue me. I'm sinking. I'm in despair. I'm in distress. Jesus, rescue me. And what is rescue? Oh, rescue. To be free. Or delivered from the famine, violence, danger, or evil. Oh, God. Oh, God. But look. Well, you look, some people, look at them. When they're in despair, they're in distress, they look down, down to the ground. They go back and forth. They're pacing. But if they look, they look to the hills, which cover their head. Look to the mountains. Look to the hills. About help coming from the Lord. I'm looking for help to die. God, more than enough. Oh, God. I'm looking for my help, oh, God. Oh, God, the lily of the valley. I'm looking for the bright and falling star. I'm looking for the beginning and the end. And that Jesus rescue me. He's my hope. He's my rock in the weary land. Ezekiel said, he's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He'll never let you down. Oh, God, looking for joy tonight. Looking for peace tonight. Looking for the fruits of the Spirit tonight. Oh, you need some love tonight. Oh, God. Oh, God, I looked him. And I concerned about God, you're powerful, God. You are mighty, God. You're mighty in battle, God. Oh, God, I need you, God. I have on the, tonight, I have the Spirit of God inside of me. The head of salvation. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, my breastplate of righteousness. My sword in my hand, which is the word of God. Oh, God, and my feet is shod with the gospel of peace. And I'm ready to fight for what's right tonight, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, we're fighting, God, for salvation tonight, God. Salvation. Salvation is here. It's here tonight. Tonight. Oh, God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, it's moving. The Spirit is moving. Can't you feel them? Can't you feel them? Can't you feel them in the air, in the atmosphere? It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. Oh, glory to God. Don't you feel them over your body, in your hands, in your feet, all over you? Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, in your mind, in your body, and soul tonight. Oh, God, the thing that you was going to do that was wrong, you're not going to do it anymore. Oh, now when it's blood inside of you, the blood of Jesus, and when the enemy comes up against you, he going to see that blood. He going to see that blood. He going to smell it. He going to smell it. He going to back up over you. He going to see the blood of Jesus over your doorpost tonight, over your house, your home. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you will not be able to enter here tonight for your place of dwelling, wherever it is. It's filled with the presence of the Lord. Jesus, rescue me tonight. Rescue me tonight. Jesus, rescue me. Oh, God, tonight. And this is how you receive Jesus into your life. You want Jesus rescue you? Hallelujah. You must admit, the first thing you must do is admit that you need him. Oh, by calling on him. Yes, you need him. God, I need you. Rescue me tonight. Oh, God. Number two, believe and turn your sins, your wicked ways. Anything you know is wrong, don't do it no more. Return, repent. Turn around. The third thing you can do, believe that Jesus died on the cross for you and rose from the grave. The fourth thing you can do, pray a prayer like this. Oh, Father God, name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I know you died for my sins, and I ask you to forgive me. Oh, forgive me. Wash me. Repeat this prayer after me. I ask you for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. Oh, yes, I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and suck with me. Come into my life, Lord. I want to trust you and follow you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's get God a hand clap. Hallelujah. Let's thank him for salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation is here. Salvation is now. Jesus, rescue me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, move. Move in our lives, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for salvation. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, my God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you for, thank God for closing out. Thank you for Kingdom Builders Ministry and the Blog Internet Radio. All the listeners, wherever you are all over the world, thank you on the Blog Internet Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we want you to call in on our radio land. After the broadcast, it's for prayer, 712-432-1500. Access code 150004. Again, 712-432-1500. Access code 150004. And for first responders, New Life Ministries, 966 Camelot Manor, Portage, Indiana. Our CEO, Reverend Otis McKinnis. And again, I would advise you all listeners who don't have a Bible-believing church to find one that God leads you to the right one. And I want to thank you, New Life Ministries. We love you. Until we meet again, God bless you. Yours truly.